Thailand's floods will likely be felt years down the line. Changes in Libya prompt a call to prayer, and National Adoption Month teaches the Steps to Faith journey. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Flooding is neck-deep in many parts of Thailand, keeping Thais from work, school, cars, and homes. The situation's dire now, but could have even worse consequences down the road. Flooding has increased and is expected to remain for at least another month. International Mission Board journalist Caroline Anderson says this could be detrimental for agriculture.
Where a lot of the flooding has been is prime rice farming fields. Much of Thailand's production of rice comes from this central area, and Thailand also exports a lot of rice throughout the world.
In fact, the Thai government estimates a quarter of the nation's entire rice production will be destroyed by the end of the immediate crisis. Already, importers are looking for other options. Plus, another major income source is also at risk.
Many Thais are also worried about tourism, one of Thailand's main industries.
We turn next to Libya, where NATO has decided to end its mandate in the country. This despite the transitional government's request to remain for security reasons until the end of the year. The government has already declared full Sharia law, and the hostility toward non-Muslims has Christians keeping a low-profile status adopted under Gaddafi. Open Doors teams have been providing aid, Christian literature, and Bibles. They're urging prayer, too, for strength and wisdom for believers there. You're listening to Mission Network News. National Adoption Month is about community. November is being set aside to raise awareness for adoption and celebrate those involved. It encourages others to be the support needed during the long and sometimes difficult journey. Rebecca Hackworth is with Dillon International, a partner of Buckner International. She says there's a miraculous side to the adoptive process.
Adoption is well understood by Christians because of God's adoption of us. So that's the way it starts for so many of our families and their story. But I think it's a great journey of faith going through the adoption process.
They work for the best outcome possible for the kids and their families.
Partner agencies are often doing a lot of child welfare work besides just adoption. They're doing things to help families stay together. They're doing things to promote domestic adoption in their country.
We have a link for how you can get involved at our website. Meanwhile, the country of Burkina Faso in West Central Africa is a patriarchal society. The boys receive a preference for almost everything, but especially education. Girls receive little, if any, education. Greg Yoder, not me, with Christian World Outreach, says that they're doing something about it through their Village of Opportunity program.
One of the things we're doing is offering young ladies some vocational training, especially because they haven't been able to go to school at early age to learn to read and write.
The program celebrated its first anniversary this month of giving women hope physically and spiritually. According to Yoder, this is truly a mission field.
The reason we're even doing this is to help meet their physical need, but ultimately their spiritual need. Most of these young ladies come from villages that are either animist or Muslim or a combination of the two.
CWO will start cosmetology training soon. They just sent a container with all the needed supplies. Pray, it should arrive at the end of November. And red plastic cups combined with American college students is a pretty notorious image for getting drunk. But InterVarsity Christian Fellowship is using that image to gain interest from outsiders in the gospel. Their Red Cup campaign uses an interactive display to ask students what they're most thirsty for: love, purpose, fun, or success. Over the past few weeks, hundreds of students have made commitments to Christ after talking to Christian peers. Pray for this creative outreach. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is celebrating 20 years of ministry. Can you help us celebrate? $20 for 20 years and get a Mission Network News 20th anniversary t-shirt. You'll be helping Mission Network News call ordinary Christians, share an extraordinary message. Get yours at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.